You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit. Now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight. Because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Sheriff's Department!
Dillard, what are you doing? We know he ain't likely to answer.
Yes, Sheriff, but protocol dictates
There's protocol, and then there's manners.
Sheriff's Department.
That's better. And you can holster your weapon.
Sorry, Sheriff. I have a tendency towards excess enthusiasm.
Duly noted. Mr. Hammersley? Your neighbors are awful worried about you. If you are home, please make your presence known.
It's open.
That's not unusual in these parts. Let's take a look. Mr. Hammersley? We're just coming in to make sure you're all right. Go ahead, Dillard.
Clear! 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 Well, I got something, Sheriff. Possibly here in the bathroom.
What do you got, Dillard?
The bathtub. It's full.
Okay. No sign of Mr. Hammersley in any of the other rooms?
Nope.
Water's cold. Getting stagnant.
Phew. You're right.
Dillard, no!
What'd I do?
Never mind. I'm sure it's nothing. Let's head back to the station.
In a quiet little cottage in a quiet little town, a full bathtub, an empty house, and a mysterious disappearance. Missing persons are more common than you'd think in these parts. But the particulars behind the disappearance of Mr. Hammersley will turn out to be one for the ages, even in Uncanny County.
This little gem was tied up in escrow for quite a while. I am so excited that it's finally on the market.
Tied up in escrow? What happened to the previous owner?
As I understand it, he just kind of disappeared.
Disappeared?
He was an older gentleman, 93 maybe. And it appears he may have suffered from Alzheimer's. They think he just wandered off. Now, because it's a bank foreclosure sale, the home is being sold in as-is condition.
It could use a little TLC.
But that means the price is right.
TLC? Ma, this place needs a major overhaul.
Oh, Ashley, fresh coat of paint ought to do it.
Wish that would work on your old house.
We just painted it. It's too soon to paint again.
Reed.
Dad, that was 15 years ago.
Oh, right. Guess I'm about due for a senior moment.
And it just burned to the ground, remember? That's why we're looking at houses.
Of course I remember. I was just joking.
I do have some other homes I could show you.
No, I think this will do it. Come on, Mom, Dad. Let's go back and talk to the folks over at Shady Rest.
Oh, Ashley, that place is depressing.
Mom, Shady Rest is the best assisted living senior citizen community in 5 counties. Believe me, I spent
assisted
hours...
Assisted living? That's for old folks who've admitted defeat.
Well, Dad, maybe it's time to wave the white flag. After what happened, I don't like the idea of you guys in some big old house all by yourselves when I can't check on you. If I had the space to move you in with me, I would.
We're not children, Ashley, and we're not decrepit. People are living longer and longer now. Your dad is perfectly fit, and I am sharp
you
as
you can barely move with your hip. And Dad, well, he's not getting better. This place is a death trap.
Well, I don't know about that.
The steps into the house. The garage isn't attached. Getting in and out of that big old tub.
Well, there is a shower in the upstairs bathroom.
Upstairs? Mom, how are you going to do these stairs every morning? You have to get your hip replaced.
Might have to get it replaced.
And what's this? A gas stove?
Oh, well,
Mom, do you really think that's the best idea after...
Hello?
Oh, hello, Louise. This is Louise Kendrick from next door.
My mother lives next door. I just check up on her now and again. She's getting on in years.
At any rate, Louise is the neighborhood welcome wagon.
That's a bit premature in this case. Listen, I'm sorry that my folks have dragged you out on this wild goose chase today, but they are not going to be buying a house.
Now, you listen here, young lady.
Dad, come on. You need to be in assisted living.
And what if your mother and I are not ready to be shipped off to some old folks' home to spend the rest of our days drooling into our jello?
Mom, can you reason with him, please?
I'm sorry, Ashley. I happen to agree with your father. What happened was an accident, and you know what? Susan will take it. You will?
We will.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Mom, you can't do this.
I believe we just did, young lady.
Dad, you let your insurance lapse. I'm the one who'll have to buy...
Ashley, don't make him feel any worse than he already does.
Mom, he's not gonna remember.
He is not as bad as you think. It was an accident. Give us a chance.
Fine. But, Susan, by Monday I'm gonna need you to send me a list of no fewer than 5 fully bonded and insured contractors who can bring this place up to full ADA compliance within a week. Okay?
Sure.
Good.
Ashley, is that really necessary?
Mom, it's for your own good. You're not getting any younger, you know.
Cheryl, you hungry? I thought I'd heat up some of my turkey soup.
That sounds delicious, but I'll get it, honey.
Oh, looks like the bath did you some good.
Yes, I was pretty tuckered out after all that unpacking, but I swear whenever I get in that tub, I'm just up and at 'em. You really ought to take baths.
I'd rather shower and get it over with. Besides, I don't like the idea of washing off dirt and then just sitting around in it.
Oh, but the water here is amazing. Effervescent, almost.
I should check the water softener. They might have put in too much salt.
It's fine, honey. Besides, I am not ready to move all of those holiday decorations away from the water softener just yet.
Holiday decorations? They're in the garage.
They were. In the old house.
Old house? Oh, right. Guess I'm about due for a senior moment.
Oh, Reed. Stay with me, darling. Hello, not residents.
Hi, Mom. How's everything?
Oh, just fine, dear. I think we finally got everything unpacked.
I'm sorry I couldn't help you with that, but I had to head to Minneapolis.
That's all right, sweetie. There wasn't that much to unpack. Was it that Japanese project you've been working on?
What? Oh, the Nakatomi merger. Yeah. Hey, did the contractor finish the punch list?
Yes, dear.
They put grab bars in the bathroom, right?
Yep.
Both by the tub and the toilet, right?
Yes, sweetie.
When are they putting in the stair lift?
Well, they were going to.
When?
I told them not to bother.
Mom!
They're just so depressing. And what if it goes haywire and throws me out of the roof?
Mom, the chances of that happening are about 1,000,000 to 1.
I'm kidding. But you know, my hip hasn't been bothering me as much lately.
Really?
Really.
It's been getting progressively worse over the past 15 years, and now it's better?
Honest, Abe.
Okay. We'll table it for now. How's Dad? Any more incidents?
He's fine. Things have just
Cheryl,
been...
where's the ladle? I can't find the ladle.
Everything's fine. Listen, I should go, sweetie. I left some soup on the stove and I don't want it to boil over.
The stove? Mom, Dad's
no,
not...
No, no. I left it, sweetie. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Love you.
Love you too, sweetie. Bye.
Bye.
Reed, everything okay?
I think the pilot light...
Don't touch anything, Reed. I'll be right there. Reed! Oh, Reed, what are you doing?
I was just going to heat up some soup.
Heat up some... Reed, the soup was on the stove.
It was?
Yes, I put it on 10 minutes ago, right after I got out of the tub.
Guess I'm about due for a senior moment.
Oh, Lord, it is all over you. Are you burned?
No, you left the stove on, so I turned it off.
I see.
You sure got over here in a hurry, Flojo.
Flojo, Reed, my name is...
I know your name, Cheryl. I was making a joke. Flojo, the runner. I haven't seen you move like that in years. How's your hip doing after that sprint?
Why, it's fine. It's fine, just fine. I'm fine. Reed, go clean yourself up and I'll clean up in here.
I'll go take a shower.
No, I don't want you going far. Let's run you a bath.
Thank you.
Just a moment. Oh, hello, Louise.
Hi there, Cheryl. How you liking the neighborhood?
We've been so caught up with supervising the contractors that we haven't had the chance to get out much yet.
Have you tried the Twilight Diner yet? Their pie is the best I've had since... Well, you'll feel like you went back in time.
We'll do that. Where are my manners? Please come in.
Oh, I can't stay. I don't like to leave Mother alone for too long, but she's out of laundry detergent. I was hoping I might borrow some. Hello, Reed.
Oh, he might not... Reed, you remember?
Louise, good to see you again. Come on in.
Oh,
I can't stay. I was just begging Cheryl for some laundry detergent for my mother's linens.
Let me just grab that for you, Louise.
I'll get it for you, honey.
I'm not entirely sure where I put it.
It's in the cabinet to the left of the washing machine, right next to the dryer sheets.
You remember?
Be right back.
I must say, you look great, despite all the work you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Your new locale must be doing you some good.
Here you are.
Thank you, Reed. I hate to borrow and run some welcome wagon, but I've got to give Mother her sponge bath before it gets too late.
Well, why don't you bring her over for dinner tomorrow night?
Oh, that is so kind of you. Can I get back to you on that? It can be hard for her to get around. We'll need to see how she's doing.
Of course, dear.
Well, thanks again. Bye now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Reed!
What?
You just... How did you do that?
What do you mean?
20 minutes ago, you couldn't remember us fixing supper. Then you waltz out of the bathroom sharp as a tack. You haven't been that on the ball since I don't know when.
Well, I do feel pretty good. You were right about the bath. Gave me just the pick-me-up I needed.
The bath. Reed, the bath!
Yeah, you were right. It was better than a shower.
No! Don't you see? There's something strange about the bath.
Strange?
There has to be. How long have I been struggling with my hip? Then after just a couple of soaks, I'm good as new. And you! Your mind, well, it wasn't what it used to be, but after a quick dip, you're you again.
It does seem like more than a coincidence.
Well, we know it's definitely not just the water.
How do we know that?
Because Louise's mother keeps declining, despite her sponge baths. So it must be our tub. Reed, we have a magic bathtub!
You think?
Yes! I mean, my hip and your memory is suddenly working again. Like you said, this didn't happen when you were taking showers.
I think you may be onto something.
Oh, we should tell Ashley!
Hang on! Let's not be hasty.
What do you mean? Are you afraid it'll run out?
Let's take it easy. Slow. See what happens. Make sure we know what we're dealing with. It could just be the change of scenery. The excitement of a new place.
Like adrenaline? No, this is more than that.
If we tell Ashley we've got a magic bathtub, she'll lock us up in a rubber room.
You're right. Okay, mum's the word. And everything in moderation.
Exactly. It's 9 o'clock. I haven't slept that soundly in years. Cheryl? Cheryl?
Oh, good morning, honey. You look so peaceful. I thought I'd just let you sleep.
What did you do to your hair?
Hmm?
Did you color it?
No.
Looks like you did. You look different.
I feel different. I feel like a new woman.
No, I mean you look different.
My fingers are a little pruny.
The rest of you isn't. If anything, I'd say you're less wrinkly.
Thanks a lot, Reed.
I'm serious. Look in the mirror, see for yourself. See? You look a good 5, 10 years younger than you did yesterday.
And I thought you were going to say I look beautiful.
Aw, you always look beautiful. You didn't need a magic bathtub.
Well, you sure did. And your hair, it looks like it's growing back in.
Huh?
What do you know?
I know. I like what I see.
Reed.
What say we head back to the bedroom, Mrs. Knopf?
Just hand me my robe, Mr. Knopf.
Oh, why bother?
So I can spread it out here on the floor.
Wait, what? Seriously? You're sure your hip can take it?
It was a long bath.
I don't know.
Shut up, old man, and get over here.
Oh, for the love of...
Oh, I should get that.
I'll let it ring.
It could be Ashley.
Oh, we can call her back after.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Just checking in. I'm stuck in Minneapolis a bit longer. This merger is not going well. Call me back when you get this. Otherwise, I'll just be imagining you falling down. Maybe lying on the floor of the bathroom, unable to move.
It's okay. We're moving. We're moving.
Ooh, I'm gonna beat you just like I did last Friday.
Hey, you cheated.
Come on, old man. Beat ya. Oh, quick, get inside before anyone sees us. You almost had me there.
I'll get you next time.
Oh, my heart.
Are you okay?
It's racing, but in a good way. Oh, Reed, let's get bicycles.
Bicycles?
Yes, I haven't ridden a bike in years.
Why not?
Cheryl? Reed? Are you home? Hello, it's Louise from next door.
Oh, no. Reed, you answer it. I can't let her see me like this.
You? What about me?
You still look pretty old.
Hey.
Older than me, anyway.
My hair's grown back in.
Then put on a cap and get rid of her.
All right. Louise.
Oh, Reed. Thank goodness I was just feeding Mother a dinner and I thought I saw a couple run in here. And I was afraid you'd been robbed or something.
No, that was just Cheryl and me.
Really? But how... Did you get new glasses?
Pardon?
You look different somehow.
Yeah. New specs, that's it.
Oh.
Say, how's your mom?
Oh, well, she says she's all right, but she seems to be moving even slower these days.
Reed, can you come help me in the kitchen?
I better go see what she needs.
Oh, all right.
Thanks for looking out, Louise.
Anytime.
You've reached Ashley Knopf. Leave a message.
Ashley, it's Louise Kendrick. Say, I've been keeping an eye on your parents like you asked me to, and, well, I think you might want to give me a call.
That was close.
Yeah, maybe we should lay off the baths for a little while.
What? Why?
I think it's having a cumulative effect.
You think so?
You haven't noticed that we're getting younger and younger with each bath?
I guess I was just caught up in feeling strong and healthy again.
I know, me too. But we've got to be careful, especially with Louise nosing around. Word of this gets out and, well, who knows what could happen? The authorities might take it away. They'd want to study it.
But it's ours.
Since when has that ever stopped the authorities?
Agreed. We'll lay off the baths. Only showers from now on?
Deal. Cheryl, I'm about to walk over to the hardware store. Care to join me?
What's that, dear?
I said I was... Oh, for the love of... You took another bath, didn't you?
Oh, just a little one.
You look like you could be Ashley's sister.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Near enough. Just yesterday, we said we were going to be careful. What is Ashley going to say when she gets back from Minneapolis in 2 weeks?
Oh, all right. Calm down, Reed. I just wanted a little refresher.
Another one?
Just so that I could ride up the hill at the end of Fairquain Avenue without getting off my bike.
Cheryl.
But I promise, no more baths until after Ashley's back. Now have fun at the hardware store. I'm going for a bike ride.
All right. Just don't ride in front of old Lady Kendrick's house or Louise will see you. Well, that hill on Fairquain Avenue is a beast. Maybe what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Reed! I did it! All the way to the top of Firquain Avenue, and my knees aren't even tired. I've got to tighten the chain, though.
Mom?
Hi, Ashley, what are you doing here? I thought you were stuck in the Twin Cities for at least a couple more weeks.
I was supposed to be, but you're riding a bike?
Well, yes, I told you, my hip
You can't do that. Thank God I came here. When Louise called me...
Louise was spying on us?
Keeping an eye on you for me. I thought she was nuts because there is no way the two of you are running around like a couple of teenagers. But here you are.
Oh, sure. We've started jogging, walking a little, you know, just for our health.
Jogging? Biking? At least you're wearing a helmet. Did you dye your hair?
Don't be silly. I just...
Wait, are you using Botox?
No, I'm not using Botox.
What then? Steroids? Illegal hormones?
It's nothing like that.
Don't lie to me, Mom. I know you and Dad don't want to go into assisted living, but doing these things to your body to convince me you're still okay is insane. And what about Dad? There's no magic pill to turn back his dementia. When you fall and break your hip, and if you keep this up, it's when, not if. Dad can't take care of himself. Let alone you, for that matter.
Oh, Ashley, can we... What do you always say? Can we table this for now?
No, Mom. We cannot. I never should have let you buy this place to begin with.
Ashley, this house is the best thing that's ever happened to us. Next to you, of course.
Mom.
Just listen to me. I haven't done any Botox or dyed my hair or anything like that. That's the truth. And yes, your father and I have been running and biking... And a whole lot of other things. But it's not to try to convince you we're not as old as you think we are. It's because we're not as old as you think we are. Not anymore.
What is that supposed to mean?
The tub. Our bathtub. It's... I don't know, Ashley. It's magic.
Oh, God, Mom. Not you, too.
I don't know how to explain it, sweetie. But for the last few weeks, every time we take a bath, we get younger. My hip never hurts. We've got more energy.
Mom.
Your father's gotten his memory back.
Mom, that's just not possible.
It is. I can prove it to you. Ask him anything you want. Reed!
Mom, you're in denial. I know it's hard, but Dad is getting worse, and now you...
Reed! Just you wait, Ashley. You'll see. Reed!
Mom!
Reed? Honey? Are you on the toilet?
Dad?
Reed!
Dad! I'm coming in!
Oh, my God.
I fell asleep.
Whose kid is this?
Reed?
Mom, whose kid is this?
Oh, my darling.
I'm sorry.
What? Mom, whose fucking kid is this? Where's Dad?
Don't talk to your mother that way, young lady.
What?
Honey, this little boy is your father.
Look at him, Mom. He's like 5 years old.
Come on, I'm at least six.
Mom, stop. This is weird. Where is Dad?
Sweetie, look at him. He's right here.
I don't have to look at him to know.
Look at him. Look into his eyes.
Holy shit.
Language.
We said we were going to be careful.
You did it again. I just wanted to keep up.
Oh, Reed.
I hate to say I told you so.
There must be some way to reverse it.
How could this happen?
I told you, Ashley, it's the tub. That's why I look so much younger to you, because I am. We are. We're just... We've gotten out of sync. We were finally going to have time to spend together, to travel and see the world. Now I'm going to spend the prime of my life changing my husband's diapers.
I am potty trained, Cheryl.
You know what I mean, Reed. I can't believe you've done this to me.
It's your fault. You and your refreshers.
Oh!
Mom.
I didn't want this to happen.
Well, it still happened, mister. We've got to be careful.
You're the one who wouldn't stop.
Guys.
You're the one who fell asleep.
It felt good.
Stop it, both of you. You're both acting like children. Now let's figure this out. Huh. Now that's crazy.
Mom.
Dad.
I have a confession. I wasn't in Minneapolis for a merger. I was training my replacement.
Ashley?
They pushed me out. I suspect they think I'm too old. It's all right. I've had enough, and with my severance package, my financial planner says I've got enough to get by. Besides, I wondered if it was a sign that it was time to move closer to you two. Get a little more time together before it's too late. I just thought I'd be making sure you didn't break a hip, not kissing your boo-boos.
I'm 6. I'm not a baby.
I guess life threw all of us a curveball.
All right. Dad, you head upstairs and stay quiet. Mom, you're going to call Louise and tell her dad's declined. You're moving to Shady Rest. No, Evergreen Landing. It's back east. Way back east. And you're sorry you didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
Ashley, I am not going anywhere without your father.
Mom, it's okay. You're not actually going anywhere. Except back in that bathtub.
Well, hello, Louise.
Hi, Ashley. Did you get your parents all settled in?
Sure did. They're right as rain, happy as a couple kids in a candy store.
I'm glad they adjusted. Mother fought me to the end.
I was sorry to hear about her passing.
Thank you. On the bright side, I can finally move down to the coast. That salt air will keep you young.
I'll bet.
Not that you need it. Did you dye your hair?
Yes.
Have you seen my bike helmet? It's over here, Cheryl, honestly. Never mind, Ashley. Hello, Miss Kendrick.
I didn't know you named her after your mom.
Yeah, it suits her.
You let her call you by your first name?
I'm not the most conventional parent.
Well, families do come in all shapes and sizes.
Ain't that the truth?
I saw the trucks out front. I guess you went through with it.
Yeah.
We've pulled it out. Trash pickup's not till Friday. You want us to set it out in the garage, or...
Would you mind taking it down to the basement? I thought I might hang on to it, just in case.
You're the boss.
You know that's going to hurt your resale value.
We've switched to showers, and I don't see us going anywhere for a long, long time.
The Circle of Life. Your parents take care of your every need, and then one day you may have to take care of theirs. But that shift in responsibility can be a little more real than you imagined. Because from time to time, the circle of life starts to resemble a figure eight in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Frankie. Our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, The Tub, was written by William Frankie. It was produced by A.J. Cermak, William Frankie, and Todd Faulkner, and mastered by Anthony Thompson. It featured Amy Lee Pearsall as Cheryl, Kristen Price as Ashley, and Shelley Valfer as Reed, along with the vocal talents of William Frankie, Nicole Grevy, Allison Crane, Sean Bennett Fauntleroy, Griffin Robert Faulkner, Violet Truman, and Todd Faulkner. This is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County reminding you that, although a rising tide does lift all boats, it also brings them closer to the pterodactyls.